This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I think many of us got a personal issue we want to change, at least one thing, and that's anger. How many times today have you felt and expressed your anger? It seems sometimes there's no solution. Why do I get so angry? Is there something wrong with me? Well, a lot of articles have been written about this thorny topic, and what about the relationships that have been destroyed or damaged when excessive anger is allowed to rear its ugly head? I've been to meetings, committee meetings, where I've seen and heard an unbridled anger cause a walkout of people. People get hot under the collar, as we say. One day, a lady in a brand new Volvo had been driving around in a crowded car park looking for a spot. She finally found a spot, was just about to back into it when a young kid in a Honda whizzed by into the spot before her. And as he got out of the car and was walking away, this lady called out, "I found that spot first. What gives you the right to push in and take it?" And the young man laughed and said, "Well, because I'm young and quick." And he kept on walking. All of a sudden, he heard this hideous sound of his car being smashed. He turned around to see the lady in the Volvo ramming her car into his. She caught his eye and said, "That's because I'm old and rich." Anger can be so destructive. When our anger is not dealt with, we use the things that we allow to upset us to build a wall of separation. And when things happen that we're not very pleased about, we get angry. We get hurt by the situations. And I think you probably know what I mean. There are some people who just have this out-of-control anger, a short fuse. But here's something to think about. The Bible has a really great explanation. In Ephesians 4, verse 26 and 27, it says, "If you become angry, don't let your anger lead you into sin, and don't stay angry all day." If you think about it, it is a tremendously helpful message from God's Word. When these words were first penned, they were very strong emotions, and there was a feeling of wrath and fierce, turbulent outbursts. It wasn't just a meek little piece of anger. It's about an irritated outburst. So I want to just clarify something. There's nothing wrong with anger. No emotion actually is wrong. Jesus himself was angry at different times. So, yeah, it's okay to be angry, but you've got to be careful. Be angry, but be like Jesus. Anger is something we need to put away when it happens. We need to know how to deal with it. We mustn't indulge these angry feelings or let them lead to other things like pride or hatred or self-righteousness. If you read in Mark chapter 3, the New Testament, Jesus became angry at the merchants in the temple, but it was a righteous anger. It didn't actually lead him into sin. So anger up to a point is not a sin. It remains with us, I guess, till we die, but if it's left unchecked, it will deal a great deal of damage on you and those that you meet. An action taken in the heat of the moment is probably always, almost always, the wrong action. So think about situations that you've been in. Did the spontaneous outburst of anger do any good? Probably not. Most of the time, it only makes things worse. In Romans chapter 12, verse 19, the Apostle Paul has these words, "Don't try to get even. Let God take revenge." And one of the ways that we can deal with this is to put a time limit on it. It's not good to let personal vindictiveness become worse. Put a definite limitation. In the Bible times, the sunset marked the end of one day and the beginning of another. And so a Christian, we're told, shouldn't continue to be angry from one day to the next, but seek reconciliation. And the same thing is true in a family. When people allow themselves to keep feeding that anger day after day, it only creates further problem in their relationships. And the longer you allow the anger to build up and control you, the harder it is to move through a brick wall of anger. So have you got someone in your life that towards whom you've got a deep-seated anger? Maybe it's an anger toward your wife or your husband. Well, allow God to deal with it. Heavenly Father, today we do express sometimes anger in the wrong way. Lord, help us to just put something really concrete and say, "Lord, deal with it. Help me get over it today. With your help, I pray. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.